Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going, buddy?
You know, I'm looking forward to the second shutdown that we're going to be having. I'm just hoping that they'll actually shut us down this time.
I did read somewhere where this was like an advisor to, see when this comes out, president-elect, still hadn't talked to him yet, but has suggested that if everything shut down for like 4 to 6 weeks, definitely get a handle on everything. And they can still pay everybody.
Yep.
Look, we've been pretty obvious with our feelings on what's going on.
Yep.
But that's for a Chitty Chats. We're not going to talk about politics on this.
Sounds great.
Right now.
Well, see, I just thought it was funny because like there are some things in here.
Oh, those are. We will get very political in a lot in some of these. And when
because
we
it
go
makes
through.
Sense. It's insane.
It really
like,
does. When we go through it, we'll.
Cover those.
We'll hit those beats.
Oh wait, there we go.
Speaking of which, though, we are gonna be covering a lot of Avengers issues today.
So much Avengers.
In fact, this first episode may be two episodes.
Probably will be two episodes because we're just cutting through the meat or the fat, right?
Oh yeah, no, I've got a page of notes for issue 72 through 88.
Yeah, I've got. Two notes for issues 77 through 97.
Two notes for the whole book?
Yep.
Well, I mean, again, I guess with the other ones, we actually will go over it in time. But, yeah, so we will we'll just get through those quick here. Like I said, we're going to be going through the Avengers, and I'll give the proper accolades when we get to the issues we're completely covering. I will say that Roy Thomas did the writing for a lot of this. Sal Buscema and John Buscema did the writing for a lot of, or the art for a lot of these first issues.
I think they were
issues.
All of them, weren't they?
Neil Adams jumps in during the Kree-Skrull War.
Oh, gotcha. Yep.
And then there was a Frank Giocoa. I don't know.
Spell it.
We'll wait till we get there. I know Sal did a lot of inks, so did Sam Grager, and then letters was Sam Rosen and Artie Semek. So again, we'll touch on those
again
because there's still some other ones who didn't, but those are going to be in the proper storyline we're telling. So these ones, this, like I said, it's going to be, we're doing a quick overview of 72 through 88 plus Hulk 140. It's a two-parter. We'll explain.
It'll make sense once we get there.
So we'll start off here. So in issue 72, we've got the.
This is all you, by the way.
Yep, the first couple was like the first, not the first appearance of Scorpion, but I guess the return or Scorpio. Sorry, Scorpio. It was the first appearance of the Zodiac team. Also, apparently Nick Fury was dead, and funny enough, I looked into the Nick Fury comic on the Marvel Unlimited app, and it stopped after like issue 5 when he quote unquote died, but those were also being put out quarterly, and next time the next issue came out it was way after this. So yeah, Nick Fury was dead, but apparently it turned out Nick Fury was actually Scorpio trying to infiltrate Zodiac.
Right.
Another fun fact, apparently Nick Fury's brother was Jake Fury was the first Scorpio. And then there's a line of Furies, like sons of Jake and grandsons and all this stuff, that keep becoming Scorpio. I don't know.
Were they all born in...
They're all villains. I don't know. Probably, maybe. Sure. 73 and 74, I found a lot interesting. I posted this on one of... I think on Twitter. But it introduces the Son of the Serpents. It introduces...
Introduces the what?
The Son of the Serpents. It's a...
Cult?
Yeah, basically. Okay. It also introduces Monica Lynn, who is she in the book? She was a like a jazz singer, and she has sort of a relationship with Black Panther, T'Challa. It also proves that TV personalities are asshats because it's this. Gotta put my notes down for this one. It's a.
Just so you guys are aware, he's Italian, so he has to speak with his hands.
I do. We'll couch it in terms of nowadays. So you got a right-wing TV personality blaming the Black Lives Matter movement people head, and they're just at each other's throats on TV. Turns out they both were heads, like the heads of the serpents. So it was just for money and power.
Yeah.
Like nowadays.
Crazy, right?
Welcome to time that never changes.
It's almost insane that things that were happening in, this is the 60s, wasn't it?
70s. Yeah.
They haven't changed in 50 years.
They haven't changed even before that. Like, it's just, history just repeats itself. Next, we got issues 75 and 76, where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver return. The last time we saw Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and Toad was in X-Men 59 and 60, when they were captured by the Sentinels. Also, that was... Quicksilver had his purple outfit then. Now, apparently, he's got the blue costume.
Well.
So, let's see here. We've got Hank and Janet leave on a government assignment. They're apparently going to Alaska or something.
Yeah.
And we're also introduced... I'm going to say introduced, but I'm pretty sure he was a character at some other point in time. Archon the Magnificent. He's a...
I feel like we ran into him in... Was it Doctor Strange, maybe? Or something along those lines. It was somewhere where they were traveling...
It's a whole other world.
Yeah, that's so what I was saying. It may have been. Kind of like interstellarly,
I wasn't surprised to see the guy, but he did seem like a new character. But he also felt like somebody that we had come across at some point in time. And then the base of that story is... Archon apparently needs Scarlet Witch because it will help her power that she lost. Don't know how she lost it, but she doesn't have her hex powers anymore. Will help save his world because apparently his world is dying. Turns out, not gonna say bullshit. The Avengers help save the world, and Archon was just gonna force her to marry him. And I was like, oh well, I don't need you anymore, and kind of kicked her aside. Did feel a little bad about it, but. Whatever. We also have...
I was under the impression that she left.
Yeah. It's either or, honestly. We also have Black Widow and Goliath splitting up. And...
Him being a big bitch about it.
Kinda. Because from this point on, he's still is a bitch. About it. Issue 77, we got... Avengers are bums that don't pay rent.
Oh yeah, because the what the fuck was that dude's name?
Oh, don't pay rent on time. There we go. Because
Lunt.
Yeah, apparently.
They still don't know that Iron Man is Tony Stark.
Correct.
Which fucking cracks my shit up because they're just idiots if they can't tell.
Well, especially during the Kree Skrull War.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But Yeah, so Tony's like in hot water financially because this Van Lunt guy is
buying up his properties or trying to buy.
He's trying to
buy him out.
Yeah, he's trying to bankrupt him.
Yeah,
so he's got these lawyers that are having to come in. So he's got to pay these lawyers. So he tells the Avengers that he needs the back rent that they owe him, which is like what, $2,000 a month or some shit like that.
Something like that, but it's only like 6 months.
Yeah,
so he needs like $12,000. Yeah. Okay,
that's like, man, this is definitely not the Tony Stark we know.
No, well, again, 70s, I guess, late 60s, 70s. Yeah. Basically, they get employed by Van Lunt to
demolish buildings.
Yeah, demolish buildings, do his dirty work. And then there's another bad guy who's trying to kill the Avengers. It doesn't pan out.
Ended up being Van Lunt's butler.
Yeah.
Because his butler was actually some scientist that Van Lunt had jaded beforehand and didn't remember who he was.
Yep, exactly.
And, yeah, it was this whole... I mean, don't get me wrong. It was actually really well done.
Yes. But it was also just like, okay. Especially, I did like how the butler had his costume made it look like it was Van Lunt.
Yeah,
like
because he was big and fat. And...
Yep. Let's see, 78 and 79, we've got the return of Manape. We hadn't seen him in some time.
Yeah.
But apparently he joins the Lethal Legion, which is comprised of Manape, Living Laser, Power Man, which I know there's
not
another.
Not to be confused with Power Man 5000.
Well, but there actually is a Power Man, but not that guy.
Yeah. And Swordsman.
Swordsman, who we know of.
The Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Who is just now being introduced, I believe, right?
I don't think so. Pretty sure he's been around for a while.
Has he?
The next issue in 79 there, we get some weird, creepy Vision human mask.
Oh, God, the rubber mask thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
I also, go back a page. Pretty sure it's that one. No, maybe it's not. Oh, yeah, no, it is. Those guys apparently love their lunges.
Yeah.
Like, they are showing these guys' quads, like, all get out.
But the Lethal Legion was trying to capture all the Avengers.
It was a game for them.
At the same time, so they could kill them all at the same time.
Yeah.
But they were foiled by the Avengers pretending they were knocked out and then all waking up and beating the crap out of them. And,
like you do.
Yeah.
We have got, also at the very end of it, we got Vision quitting, only to return the very next issue.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, 80 through 82, we got Vision returning, we got the first appearance of Red Wolf, the Avengers split into three different missions, and it's basically...
But it turns out that they were all working on the same mission.
Well, hold on. Well, not really, because Panther wants to protect the school kids that he is teaching, because he's trying to build a life in America. Red Wolf's tribe is in trouble from Van Lunt, and then the rest of them... I think it was like Cap, Iron Man, Thor, and...
I think it was just those three, wasn't it?
Well, Black Panther joins in later.
Oh, yeah.
But they want to go search for the remains of Zodiac. And that page is fucking misleading as hell.
No shit.
The very first page of issue 82, they've got the Avengers all being like attacked by these tentacle creatures... Only for them to be like, oh, how did these events come about? Read the preceding issues. And then nothing. Like, fucking stupid. Daredevil does join Black Panther to free the Avengers because they were captured by Zodiac. And then Zodiac gets destroyed. I'm using quotation marks because... Yeah.
Yeah.
The ship blows up, but Ares, the leader, was gone... I'm assuming they come back. They have to come back.
Oh, they always come back.
Let's see. issue 83. That one was a fun one. It's the first appearance of Valkyrie. Which...
Yeah.
So, this Valkyrie hates men. A lot.
And convinces all of the female Avengers to hate men also.
Not only the female Avengers, but also Medusa.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
Medusa.
But it turns out that this is actually the Enchantress in disguise, which is very interesting because I want to say in like 2 years from now, from this point in time, we actually do get a Valkyrie in Thor comics. So
that's a real Valkyrie as opposed to, you know,
yeah.
The Enchantress.
Don't get me wrong, I was still throwing it at her, but.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the suit stays the same and the outfit stays the same.
Perfect.
I will point out. That this is, I did look into this. Black Widow has her current costume or her new costume in this one.
Yes.
I don't know when she changes. Because last time we saw her,
probably before she goes out on a mission.
But that's the thing. I tried to look into it, and never actually specifically said when she went from her old costume. Oh, I heard you. Shut up. I'm moving past it. From her old. Costume
with the
webbing and the weird face mask and the black hair to the current costume that everybody knows with the like the tight
black suit
with the red hair.
Yeah.
So no mask. Let's see. At the very end of it, Scarlet Witch zaps the Enchantress somewhere. We don't know where. But
well, she doesn't zap her somewhere.
Well,
she pushes her into some machine or some magical. Thing.
Well, it was a combination between that and her hex powers.
Yes.
That force Enchantress.
Well, they didn't know what happened to her. They just thought she...
Correct. They have no idea.
Yeah.
But they're also... She's a
yeah.
somewhat goddess. Like, she tackles with Thor all the time, so, like,
yeah,
she's not going to go down easy.
Well, we don't know that.
Anyway, wording, God damn it. Okay, so issue 4, we got Black Knight shows up, and he is trying to stop himself from killing people. Apparently the
sword
is
evil.
Cursed or something like that.
Yeah, the sword is living, and it's trying to make him evil.
Yeah.
So he's trying to destroy it.
Somehow ends up going to Archon's world, where we see that's where the Enchantress gets zapped to. Scarlet Witch has a vision that, or dream, I should say, that then kind of entitle.
I love how everybody else sleeps in costume except for
Scarlet Witch.
Well,
here. They were up, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they go to Archon's world to help Black Knight.
Correct.
Find out the Enchantress is there. Big old battle ensues. Ends up, I think Black Panther and Thor also find their way there and help stop everything.
Yeah.
Everything's smoothed over.
And the sword gets destroyed.
Yes. 80 issues, 85 and 86, the Avengers go to leave Archon's world.
Oh, yeah, this one was weird.
This one was a little trippy.
Yeah.
However, Goliath, Quicksilver, Vision, and Scarlet Witch end up in a different
world. In a parallel universe.
It's the world where the Squadron Supreme are...
Basically the Avengers. They're the good guys.
And which is interesting because they were the complete opposite of the Squadron Sinister that we ran into. Issue like 70 or 71, something like that. Same core members with a couple added to it, and I can't remember all of them. I think Nighthawk was one of them, and
yeah,
Doctor Spectrum or something like that. Wizard, Hyperion, the Wizard. Yeah, so like, can't remember all of them. I didn't really write them down. I was running out of paper because I'm going down here. Didn't want to use up another sheet. I do also want to say that there's this brainchild who apparently is a really bad kid.
Yeah, at first I thought it was going to be MODOK.
Right? Because his head just keeps getting
yeah,
getting bigger and bigger.
It looks like a nutsack right there.
It's just terrible. Also, there is a part where the Avengers with Squadron Supreme go to his island, and the speaker laser thing looks like the alien ships from War of the Worlds. The original 1957 War of the Worlds.
That's funny.
Which, this is only like a decade after, so it makes sense why they would have that. It's amazing. We're going to skip over 87 because that is Black Panther's origin, and we are actually going to cover that one in properly.
Yeah, we're going to really cover that one.
Yeah. So our last two issues of this quick run through is issues 88 and Hulk 140. This is a two-part story where everybody hates Hulk because everybody just has always hated Hulk and will always hate Hulk for whatever reason.
Right.
Falcon is friends with a dick who tried to kill him. Got that in there. There's this alien called Cyclop who is trying to, if I remember correctly, trying to steal his power or something.
He's been stuck in the middle of, or underneath the Earth's core or crust for like eons or something, like since basically the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And
Somehow Hulk's power was going to free him or do...
No, he was going to feed the Hulk to his dark gods so that the dark gods would free his people so they could overrun the Earth.
Oh, okay. This is how much I pay attention to that story.
Yeah.
It was just
well,
dumb.
I also just read a lot of these, you know, like in the last 2 days.
So did I. That's not true. I read most of this last week and then finished up Kree Skull War this past week. Let's see here. Because of Avengers ruining Cyclops... Cyclop. There we go.
Yeah.
It's without plan.
We don't want to confuse him with the Cyclops. Asshole that works for the X-Men. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole. He ends up shrinking the Hulk down to on like the atomic level, and Hulk goes into this
Horton hears a who type of
situation. He falls in love with this lady, this Jalel or something. I think.
Yeah,
it is.
She runs a place. I mean, dude, they're all green skin. She's cute, you know. The Hulk's like, hey, so, and they give him. Bruce.
But here's the thing. Yeah, they do something to where Bruce Banner's
intelligence.
Bruce Banner's Banner. Wow, I cannot say that. his brain is
Bruce
still...
Bruce Banner's brain? Say that five times fast.
I can't say it once. is in the Hulk's body, a la Dr. Hulk in Endgame. And, yeah, he's in love with... They fall in love. He's going to rule by her side until the brother-in-law is like a dick. It's like, I got to kill her so I can rule.
Well, he tries to kill the Hulk first, which is laughable.
Well, we know that.
After seeing him kill the fucking boar dogs, though, he should have known that, too.
Exactly. And then, so everything's all fine and dandy until Cyclop is a dick again and takes Hulk out of there, only to have Hulk come back, and then Hulk just destroys Cyclop.
Yep.
And then his Dark Lord, which I'm wondering if we're going to see him again at some point in time.
I don't know. All we get to see is a claw.
It reminds me of the Nameless One a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
With the claw. Yeah. But who knows? Because this is definitely
after the Nameless One was defeated by...
Strange.
Yeah. So, well, Strange and...
and Submariner and Hulk. Yeah. So that's why I think Hulk, that's why it could be a connection. But I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, so that's the coverage of that one. And so we will go into, issue 87 here on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.